Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Who we got on the phone?
Tom Oates from Wisconsin State Journal.
Tom Oates joins us on the... doing this all the time, Steve.
I don't care.
Great Midwest Bank hotline. Stevie, why don't you just ask Tom Oates what you just exclaimed would happen here?
Graham Mertz. I say he's out in 3 years and in the NFL draft. Gary says they may just redshirt him this year. What do you say?
I'll give you a much better idea when I actually see him on the practice field.
Thank you, Oatsy.
I think we have a whole bunch of people that are jumping the gun on this. Is he a promising guy? Is he a promising quarterback? Absolutely. Is he, from what I saw a little bit of him in that All-Star game, I think he's got a beautiful touch on the ball, looks like a big, strong kid. You never know. The jump from high school to college football is unbelievable. And I think the kid from Clemson didn't do anybody around here any favors by being a
folks think it's easy, Oatsy. Folks think just because they see that boy at Clemson that Mertz going to come in and do the same thing. It's hard. Right. It's not that easy.
No, it's not that easy. Last I checked, he had a lot of pretty good talent around him there at Clemson.
Did
I think you're going to find that out in the NFL draft? But that Lawrence kid, Mertz is coming in. He's going to go through spring ball, so I fully suspect he'll be in the mix to start. But if he doesn't start right away, or he doesn't start at all as a freshman, people are going to be really disappointed. And I just don't think they know that all that goes into playing quarterback at the major college level.
This is what I know. I know Hornibrook's not going to win you a damn thing. That much I do know at this point.
Miami in the Orange Bowl.
So what? So we've seen Hornibrook. We know what that is. Jack Cohen. Now, maybe Jack Cohen improves
Jack Cohen
a lot.
Beat Miami in the pinstripe. So O.C. was there.
Leroy could, too.
So O.C., were you the pinstripe, bro?
I was at the pinstripe. I was at both of those bowl games.
See that?
What does that mean?
Let's just say this. I think Jack Cohen, I think Hornibrook is severely limited by his lack of movement skills, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's as good as he's ever going to get. There were certain games where he got good protection where he was pretty decent throwing the ball, and then there were other games when he didn't get protection where he couldn't escape the pocket. He threw lame duck passes because he couldn't get his feet back underneath them, things like that. I think you're right if you say that Hornibrook is maxed out. I think this was the year they thought he was going to take a step up, and he didn't. And that leads you to believe that maybe he's as good as he's ever going to get. I think Cohn came from a small school out on Long Island and played in a small school league. And I think there's a huge learning curve there. But I think fundamental athleticism with Jack Cohn, I think, is there. I think he's got a good arm. I think he's got a quick release. And I think he has pretty good feet. You saw they even put in some option plays for him in the bowl game. So I wouldn't write off Jack Cohn at this stage.
Uh-oh.
He played an awful lot of his first three games were at Penn State, at Northwestern, and I think at Purdue.
He was in that Purdue game.
It was three road games against good bowl-bound Big Ten teams and a couple of pretty good defenses. So to write a kid off based on that, I think is just foolish. Now, does he have a long way to go? Absolutely. But I wouldn't write him off yet. And Danny Vandenboom's extremely smart. I don't know if he's got the arm for it, but he's a UNIVAC. That's an old school computer reference, by the way.
Yeah, UNIVAC.
You remember that?
Oh yeah, I remember old UNIVAC. Google that, guys.
And he's a really sharp kid, and they got another young guy,
Chase Wolf.
Yeah, Chase. Yeah, whatever. We don't count him.
Well, you know, kind of looked like Scott Tolzien kind of quarterback.
Yeah.
Not a big kid, but but looked like he had some skills and some smarts and some savvy. So, you know, if people think Graham Mertz is going to come in here and be an All-American from day one, I think they're going to be sorely disappointed.
No, I don't think
any quarterback can do that.
I don't think that's the case either. But what I do think is, I think he gives you the best opportunity to get to where you want to be in, say, 3 years. And I just, for me, and going back to what you were talking about, I just think it's, you're just wasting a year if Hornibrook goes back into that starting role. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I would say this. I think we've all seen quarterbacks at any level of football who got thrown in early, too early, got their confidence shattered, and never became the quarterback you thought they could be. And to throw him out there and expect him to do stuff with all a quarterback has to do now in terms of switching plays at the line and run pass options and pass protections and all that kind of stuff.
More bone to pick with you.
I do?
Yeah. What's the head coach name? Paul
Chris. Oh, Chris.
Go ahead and give to him, Steve.
We didn't even bring you on to talk about football. This is the crazy thing. We brought you on to talk about the basketball.
We can do it all. Go ahead. Give him by Paul Chris. Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, me personally, I wouldn't have given him a 5-year contract extension. I don't know why
Steve
5 years.
Steve wanted to know why the hell you gave Paul Chris 5 years.
Well, not Tom Oates.
Oates didn't give it to him.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Would you give him a 5-year contract as the offensive coordinator after 2010 and 2011? When they averaged 44 points a game over those 2 years?
When he was the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
Maybe. I wasn't all that heartbroken when he went to Pittsburgh, to be honest with you. And I wasn't all that excited when he came back.
You didn't like that Scott Tolzien senior year offense?
Oh, no, it was good.
That Russell Wilson offense? You didn't like those offenses?
Well, Russell Wilson was a hell of a quarterback.
The Kansas City Chiefs?
But wait a second. Let's not act like Paul Chris made Russell Wilson. I mean, let's not go that far. But what I'm saying
is, just say this. Russell Wilson expressly came here because he knew it would be a better avenue for him to get to NFL football playing in Paul Chris offense than where he was.
Sure.
That's exactly why he came here.
Absolutely, and I get that.
And that's exactly what happened.
But that doesn't justify giving him a 5-year contract now.
Everybody wants to jump the gun so quick.
I know, don't you, man.
Settle down. They had horrible quarterbacking all year and had a disappointing season. Well, if you get horrible quarterbacking all year, you're going to have a disappointing season.
But I thought you said he was in charge of the quarterbacks.
He is.
Well, that's his responsibility then.
Yeah, well, every kid doesn't develop.
Right, exactly.
Bo Ryan, the greatest developer of talent supposedly of all time, had kids that never developed a lick. It all depends on the kid.
All right, that leads us into our next question. Go ahead, Steve. Get invited, Greg Gard.
Man,
go ahead, Steve. OC, just so you know, Steve do wish you a happy belated birthday, okay?
Oh, hey, happy birthday.
All right, Steve, go ahead and get him.
I appreciate it.
Man, I like Tom Oates. You making this like me versus Oates.
Steve, go ahead and get him by Gard.
OC, you know I love you. I don't know about
these fools. We're transition. Go ahead and get him, Steve.
Well, basketball program doesn't look all that good to me right now at this point in time, but everybody else says the same thing. But this is what I asked the other night on Twitter, and we'll see what you think. Is this just a normal Badger funk that they're in, or is there more of a concern than that?
Well, I think there's a concern. I wouldn't label it a heavy concern. I think they have a pretty good team, and you see that when they play well. The problem with them is they can't get any consistency to playing well. They have 15-point halves, and then they have 50-point halves. I think this is a team that needs a point guard, and it's not getting the kind of direction. You know, when the offense starts to fail, you have that's when a point guard takes over and makes things happen and gets to the rim or gets others to the rim or gets others wide-open shots. And I don't see that happening with this. They're not penetrating from up top.
Are you saying there's a talent deficiency there, OC? You saying that?
There's just no consistency there.
What talent?
And, you know, I mean, Ethan Happ's a terrific player. But, you know, this isn't a team that really fits together that well. When you have Ethan and Khalil Iverson on the floor together, you have two non-shooters. And in modern basketball, I mean, you guys watch the Bucks. I mean, yeah. They're launching threes all over the place.
Yeah.
And in modern basketball, Marquette's the same way. You know, you need a lot of three-point shooters, and that's why I think you'll see Kobe King start to play more. I think you'll see maybe Pritzel start to play more. They need some of these.
Oh, see, them guys ain't no good, man. Oh, see, them guys ain't no good, man. Oh, see, they don't have any talent.
It's your friend, Steve.
Oh, see.
Kobe King?
Man, you see Kobe
King's going to be a very good player
when?
By the time he hangs him up.
When?
You mark my words.
When?
You remember I said that.
When, Otsi? When?
He said before he's done, before he graduates.
I think it's a confidence issue with him. I think he's on the court with a bunch of older players, and he's deferring to everybody. You see it a lot in basketball, and he's not asserting himself a lot. I mean, they're telling him.
For the love of God, you couldn't score 15 points and a half. How the hell is he deferring to anybody if he's that good at this point?
That's the way teams work. Sorry.
Oh, see, I apologize.
I'm just saying.
Oh, see, I apologize. You have to go through these guys,
defer to older players. It's just the way it works.
But I'm just saying, if you're Greg Gard and your offense stinks the way it's stunk for a couple of games here, if Kobe King is that much of a playmaker and can do this, then don't you just turn to Kobe King and go, dude, just go see what you can do. We can't score with anybody else on this damn roster anyhow. Just go. See what happens.
I'm pretty sure that's why he played 27 minutes the last game.
Yeah, he did.
And what happened?
Okay. So Greg Gard's not stupid. He understands what's going on here. And he played Kobe King. And the second half, Kobe King played most of the second half, which was one of their better offensive halves of the season. So, you know, again, you jump the gun while this team's sorting things out, and you know there's no patience anymore.
Tom, I've never had patience.
Hey, see, one last thing. Steve ain't gonna say this. I'm gonna go ahead and say Steve ready for Greg Gard to be fired.
Oh no, he's not.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
If they do fire him, I know who I want. That's all I said. I didn't.
Is Greg Gard on the hot seat, Otsi?
I do not think he's on the hot seat. I think, you know, he has to start producing, but I don't think that's any different than any other coach.
Right.
He's done some terrific work, especially late in the season, every year, and it's going to be interesting to see if this team can come on late in the season like Bo Ryan's teams often did and Greg Gard's teams have done even last season. As bad as they were, they closed pretty strong. So, you know, it's a matter of sorting things out, getting the right people in the right places, and getting young guys some confidence, and much better to judge them at the end of the season than in early or mid-January.
I'm being Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's agent, and the last thing Steve wants to know
what
is this? About Iverson. He wants to know why the hell Iverson ain't as good as he should be. What's wrong with him?
He arrived with a very poor shot. Very flat, very unorthodox, and that really hasn't changed.
Yeah,
and
Steve wants to know why.
Getting kids to change their shots is very difficult. They have trouble with Ethan Happ, who has about five different people telling him how to shoot free throws, it's not as easy as you think these days because players have a lot of different people in their ear talking to them, and it's not as easy as it always is. It's too bad because, you know, early on you assume that Khalil Iverson would improve his shot. Now,
right.
Anybody that thinks that's not for lack of effort on the coach's part or on Khalil's part just doesn't understand how it works because he's been working. And I'll go back to what I said before maybe about Alex Hornibrook. Sometimes, you know, you think every player is going to improve, but that's not always the case.
Sometimes they just don't have it. Yeah.
Look at Alex Ilikainen. Alex Ilikainen didn't get any better. Other guys that they've recruited just like him have gotten better. Yeah. And, you know, it gets back to the individual. Is there a lot of room for improvement? It's too bad. I mean, Khalil Iverson actually can hit a 15-footer pretty well. He doesn't shoot a lot of them. You know, if he had developed an offensive game, think what a good player he'd be. I mean, he plays defense. He can jump. He's explosive around the rim, and he rebounds and all that stuff. But you know, his shot just hasn't developed. Ethan Hatt's shot just hasn't developed. And I would say, you know, I mean, I've seen all the work that's been put in, or at least in the glimpses we get to see them. I've seen it, and it's not for lack of effort. Trust me.
Tom Oates on nearly enough.
No, we don't. They play Michigan.
Can you ask another question for Sparky?
Yeah. No, this is for me.
Yeah, right.
This is for me. OC, they play Michigan tomorrow, right?
They play Michigan tomorrow.
They beat Michigan tomorrow.
Not a chance.
Yes.
No.
Well,
OC, you there?
If they beat Michigan tomorrow,
they do.
You know, I think they should give Gard a 5-year contract. No, no, I'm kidding. It wouldn't surprise me to see them.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. That's what they do.
I think they have a decent team, and if they would find some consistency, they actually played with more consistency right out of the gate, and they beat some pretty good teams, Oklahoma and North Carolina State, and I mean teams that are ranked and. If they would find some consistency, I think this has a chance to be a pretty good team, a fourth, fifth place team in the Big Ten, and a fifth, five, sixth seed in the NCAA tournament. But they have to find some consistency.
Now, real quick,
they've lost a couple of home games they couldn't afford to lose.
Real quick,
now they're behind the eight ball.
All right, so real quick, we're gonna let you go because tomorrow they're celebrating something unique and special tomorrow at that game, aren't they?
Yep, the class, the 88-89 team. That went to the NIT. It was Wisconsin's first postseason bid in 42 years. They just missed the NCAA tournament. The guys you might remember off that team were Trent Jackson and Danny Jones, who are still two of the all-time leading scorers in school history. And they're going to honor that. It's the 30-year anniversary of that team. So actually had lunch with Trent today. So great bunch of guys, and I think it'll be fun. They have a video they're going to play at halftime that I think people will really like.
Well, everyone just enjoyed that last 15 minutes that you were on here with Tom Oates. I appreciate you getting peppered by Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's agent on the Wisconsin Badgers. Tom, we appreciate you on here.
I want to know how you got a spokesman, man. I got to get one of those.
Well, Royal said he'll be your spokesman for you.
That'd work for me.
That would be a good one to have. That's a good one to have. Tom
Always
will be reading.
Pleasure,
we appreciate
guys.
It, man.
Right, thanks, OG.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Tom Oates of the Wisconsin State Journal, Madison.com. You follow him on Twitter at Tom Oates.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.